Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. And again, if you're just joining us, Jaire Alexander released from the Packers, reported by Ian Rappaport this morning. We're going to still dig into a lot of that. But right now, we take a pause from Jaire conversation to bring in the one and only Nick Faribault, Steelers beat reporter for Penn Live and host of the Steelers Breakdown. You can find him on social media at Faribault Football. Or FB, I should say. Nick, it is great to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing well, Andy. A little technical difficulties, but I think we're back on track here.
No worries at all. Appreciate the flexibility there as we kind of work through that. Obviously, the big news over the weekend and late last week, we're dealing with some right now in Green Bay with the Packers releasing Jaire Alexander. But the big news last week was the Steelers deciding to, well, I guess I should say maybe more the Aaron Rodgers side of things, finally deciding that he was, in fact, going to sign that contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just want to get your initial reactions, first of all, to Aaron Rodgers, in fact, being a Pittsburgh Steeler.
It's kind of crazy to think back, and you know, when Ben Roethlisberger retired and would say in 2 years, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers would all start games for the Steelers. It really seems weird. Like, okay, Kenny Pickett too, even in there, just because he was a Pitt guy. Like, this run of quarterbacks has been insane. I think that was one of my first reactions. Like, who would have thought? This is such a weird grouping of quarterbacks. It really is, but it's one that Mike Tomlin has kind of driven. That was another reaction of mine. You know, Mike Tomlin is kind of flexing some of his influence now over the Steelers organization. You know, when Kevin Colbert was there, Kevin Colbert ran the show just as much as Mike Tomlin, if not even more, because he had been there forever. Now Mike Tomlin's been there. He's the longest tenured head coach in the football. And boom, you have him kind of doing this. He was driving this pursuit the whole way. And I also just think it's kind of interesting, you know, that they don't have that much faith in some of the other options on the market that they did. You know, they didn't want to pay Sam Darnold as much as he got from Seattle. They didn't meet the price the Jets paid Justin Fields. They never really even pursued Russ to come back. And so that was another thing that I always thought. So, you know, with Aaron Rodgers being at the Steelers, it's a little surreal to think about that. But I also think, hey, this is going to be one heck of a season. That's what it is going to be. Team chaos, I guess.
Yeah, one way or the other, it's going to be must watch. There's no question about that. I want to ask you this. When did you feel, and maybe you never did until it was signed this past week, but was there ever a time that you felt that this was completely a foregone conclusion and it was just a matter of time? Or was there always somewhat of this question in the air of whether Aaron would in fact be a Steeler up until the time that he actually signed that contract?
I thought this was probably going to happen the moment he worked out with DK Metcalf. That to me was the kind of the light turning on. And then, you know, the more and more they got towards the draft, it became clear the Steelers weren't going to take a quarterback early. And by them not pursuing quarterbacks in the first round, even though they did their work, it's pretty clear they weren't going to take a Jackson Dart or a Shedeur Sanders that early. By them not doing that, and then Aaron Rodgers continuing to be in constant communication with them. There was never a moment in this process where they were like in the dark on Rodgers' plans, on what's going on in his personal life. He communicated with them up until the very end and through everything. They never thought he was going to retire. They would have been stunned if he had retired. It would have been an absolutely out of left field thing. So once DK Metcalf, once they organized that workout together, and once Rodgers came on the visit, those are not actions of a guy that plans to retire from football to me. That is a clear telltale sign. And then when you hear how the organization was talking about him, it was a matter of time. Was it going to happen before OTAs? Was it going to happen after the draft? Was it going to happen before mandatory minicamp like it did? Or was he going to wait before training camp to ink this deal? But I always felt it was going to end up happening at some point. It was just a matter of when.
No, I think that makes sense. It always felt on the outside looking in that this was a foregone conclusion, especially with Pittsburgh, you know, not really doing anything else of note at the position. You know, Will Howard bringing back Mason Rudolph. I get those things are, you know, little side quests, if you will, but not the main event at quarterback. And now they have that guy in Aaron Rodgers. And we're talking here with Nick Faribault, Steelers beat reporter for Penn Live and host of Steelers Breakdown. You can find him on social media at FaribaughFB. But what I want to ask you is just your unfiltered, unadulterated thoughts on this decision of the Steelers to sign Aaron Rodgers. Is this something that you are for? Are you against it? Are you just wait and see? Are you team chaos? Like, where do you come down on whether or not this was a good move for the Steelers or not?
Yeah, it's kind of hard because you got to put the whole Steelers kind of offseason in context where they have been kind of planning for next year's quarterback class. It's pretty clear they're going to trade up. They've been loading up on compensatory picks, and they traded George Pickens, and they've done some win-now moves, like signing Darius Slay. Obviously, Rodgers is fitting into that. They've kind of done this weird thing where they're trying to compete while also preparing for next year. I'm pretty lukewarm on it. I don't feel strongly one way or another. I don't think it makes them Super Bowl contenders. I don't think the roster's good enough. I still think they have a ways to go at wide receiver. Slot corner's an issue. Can Slay actually hold up another year? He's going to be 35 in January. You know, there's a lot of questions on this team. They've refurbished the defensive line, offensive lines. I do think he raises their ceiling, though. You know, I do think there's a scenario where he finds some magic year two back from the Achilles, and they can end up maybe snagging a playoff game or two. It's just going to be tough in the AFC. They're going to have so many tough quarterbacks, and that's always what's kind of been their issue is they've had some good rosters, but you can't compete when you don't have the quarterback, when you're facing, you know, Burrow and Jackson and Stroud and Herbert, and you got Allen and Mahomes obviously up there as well. So it's tough for the Steelers. I do think it makes them a better team, fairly obviously. I do think it raises their floor, a considerable amount, because I do think with Mason Rudolph, I think they had a lower floor and a lower ceiling. But I do think that this move doesn't move the needle a ton. And so if you're future focused and you maybe wanted that quarterback next year instead of trading up a haul of assets, then maybe you don't view this as favorably. I don't think it's a home run move, but I don't think this is a bad move either. It's also a one-year stopgap. If you didn't want to pay Sam Darnold, if you didn't want to pay Justin Fields and guarantee him the starting job for 2 years, which is exactly what the Steelers didn't want to do, Aaron Rodgers is probably the best bridge quarterback you can have. And I think last year, you look at the tape and the numbers, he was better than Russell Wilson. I think it's easier to work around his limitations than Russ is at this point in his career. And so I understand the move. I wouldn't be all giddy for it, but I think it's a fine move for them. And they can get somewhere where they maybe do actually crack that playoff drought if they get the right matchup.
No, I think so too. I think, you know, from a just outsider's perspective, you look at Steelers football, really good defense, don't turn over the ball. And now you have the most risk averse quarterback in the entire history of the world at quarterback who is not going to turn over the ball, at least far more often than not, and does have some of those upside plays still in his pocket, especially with a deep ball threat in DK Metcalf. I do think that there is some real fit here that does actually make some sense. And like you said, if all of a sudden Aaron finds a little bit of that MVP magic that he's found four times in the past, I'm not saying that that's necessarily going to be the case, but even if he gets a portion of that, you still, like you mentioned, has some upside with that. So I'm intrigued, and if nothing else, it certainly makes, I think, Steelers football a lot more interesting this upcoming season, which isn't nothing in and of itself. What has been sort of the consensus around this move from Steelers fans? I'm sure there probably isn't. I'm sure there's obviously fans that are on both sides, but what seems to be kind of the overwhelming just kind of feedback from this move from the Steelers picking up Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, as you mentioned, I mean, there are some from both sides, but honestly, I've kind of seen disdain for it. I think the weight wore a lot of people out. If he had just signed back when they talked in March 1st, right, and this was done during the legal tampering period, I don't think people would be nearly as negative. But a lot of people were worn out by that. A lot of people wanted them to just go with Mason Rudolph and Will Howard. I mean, that was a legit thing. You know, Mason Rudolph has a lot of love in this town because of what he did in 2023 when he won three straight games in the year and pushed him to a playoff berth. But a lot of people feel like he's never had his shot. And a lot of people really like Will Howard. There's a lot of Ohio State Steelers fans. I'm not sure if people realize that, but there's a lot of Steelers fans in Columbus, Ohio. And so a lot of people pushing for Will Howard. So this has been a polarizing move, and there's been a lot of negativity around this. You know, I feel like every article I would write, you know, people would talk to me like, they don't need Rodgers. They don't need to sign Rodgers. And that has kind of continued. So there's a lot of negativity in the Steelers fan base. There's obviously some really, really giddy people that are excited about seeing Aaron Rodgers play for the Steelers. But I'd actually say it probably sneers more in the negative direction. But I do think the weight exacerbated that. A lot of people would not feel this way, I think, if they hadn't waited 2.5 months for Aaron Rodgers to sign the papers.
Packers fans know that waiting game very well when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. In fact, when the Packers did decide to trade Aaron, I think one of the reasons that there wasn't this big blowback when it happened was because Rodgers was going through his normal waiting game of going through a darkness retreat and figuring out what he wanted to do. And I think everyone at that point was just like, do whatever you want to do. We're good. And that waiting game, I think, kind of helped Green Bay in that little PR battle as well. And again, like I said, Packers fans very familiar with that. We talked about, again, Rodgers not turning the ball over, maybe being a fit there. But just in general, from a culture standpoint, with what the Steelers like to do, with Mike Tomlin being the head coach, is there going to be sort of any power struggle here? Like, how does Rodgers fit in the organization as he makes his way over from Green Bay to New York to now Pittsburgh as their starting quarterback?
I mean, I think there definitely will be some struggling. I think the fact that, you know, Mike Tomlin can go to Rodgers and go tit for tat with him on a lot of accolades. Hey, I have a Super Bowl. I've been around this long. I do think there's a respect factor there between those two, too. And when Rodgers and when Tomlin respect each other, I think that helps breed that. When Tomlin respects a guy, there's more leeway, right? And so Rodgers should have the ability to do what he wants to do at the line of scrimmage. Now, the issue was last year, Arthur Smith took away in the middle of the season Russell Wilson's ability to change plays at the line of scrimmage, to do these checks, late in the year when Russ was just really going off the rails. And that has been like a contentious point. You know, where does Arthur Smith kind of come in? I think Aaron Rodgers is going to get most of what he wants there in that offense. I think one, Arthur Smith learned from his dealings with Russell Wilson. I think two, Russell Wilson's a very different quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. And I think Rodgers fits the scheme a little more. You know, played under Matt LaFleur for 4 years. Arthur Smith's scheme isn't the same as LaFleur, but he coached with LaFleur in Tennessee, and it's very similar. They do a lot of similar things. And so I think there's some similarities there between what Rodgers liked to do with LaFleur and what Smith can kind of feed into his offense. So I'm not sure there's going to be a ton of struggling over the offense, but that will be a point of contention. Arthur Smith and Rodgers have already been talking about that, so I think they're going to hit the ground running here at mandatory minicamp tomorrow and getting those in, kind of tweaking it to his liking. I will be interested to see what happens in the locker room. The Steelers, you know, this isn't the Jets where – he kind of came into that locker room and was the leader. The Steelers have a lot of strong veteran leadership in their locker room. Cam Hayward is the captain of this team and has been the leader for forever. They have T.J. Watt. They have Minkah Fitzpatrick. The offensive side of the ball, you know, doesn't have as strong of a leadership group. D.K. Metcalf and Isaac Seumalo and Robert Woods, probably the guys there. But so he'll fill in that. But he's not going to be the like top leader in this locker room. No one's trumping Cam Hayward. So I'm interested to see how that works out. You know, we'll see kind of how that all codes itself. But I think with Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers, the respect they have for each other, and Arthur Smith kind of having that learning experience with Russell Wilson last year, I think things should be smooth until maybe, you know, things go a little bit downhill. And that's when I think things get interesting.
Yeah, I think that's what's so unique about this. And like I said, from an entertainment value standpoint, I'm so excited because, again, he adds so much to the NFL. Whether you're a fan of Aaron Rodgers or whether you dislike Aaron Rodgers, you now have the ability to either cheer for him or cheer against him. There is this feeling of like, hey, if he goes out and tears it up, well, that's a heck of a story. If he goes in and it's a train wreck and him and Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin have fireworks, like, that's a story. Like, there's just going to be something here almost no matter what that I think non-Steelers fans can certainly sink their teeth into. And from a Steelers fan standpoint, there's still going to be a role or coaster one way or the other, and you're going to get to go through it. You just don't know what the ending is exactly going to be. Again, we're talking to Nick Faribault, Steelers beat reporter for Penn Live and host of Steelers Breakdown. Find him on social media at Faribault FB. Last but not least, of course, the Packers and Steelers face each other in Week 8. This now becomes a epic matchup, primetime in Pittsburgh. I don't even know what the right question is here to ask you, Nick, but what is this game going to be like? I don't know what it feels like from a Steelers standpoint, if it just feels like another game. From a Packers standpoint, I know this feels like a very epic one, but should be a really fun showdown with the Packers versus Aaron Rodgers in Week 8 against the Steelers.
Yeah, to me it sounds like a football game. Steelers-Packers, you got all the historical context behind that, just two historic franchises. Steelers-Packers sells itself, and then you add Aaron Rodgers on top of it. I think that's an awesome kind of entwining of storytelling there. And so I love these kind of storylines. You know, the Steelers have a lot of these on the schedule, but none's bigger than Rodgers. But like Week 1 is Rodgers versus Fields, which is just going to have fireworks itself too. Metcalf's first season opener. Metcalf has his revenge game against the Seahawks. But nothing's going to be crazier than this one. And I do think it's fun, you know, that Rodgers and Jordan Love have that relationship they have. Obviously, Rodgers was Jordan Love's mentor, and that's, I think, going to be a cool part of this. On top of that, I do think this game is, I don't know if it's the most hype game on the Steelers' schedule. I think a lot of people are pretty excited about that Detroit Lions game late in the year. Ireland, they go to Ireland this year. That's a big one. They face the Vikings there. That's going to be an interesting one. I think the overall storyline of Rodgers running the NFC North gauntlet and what could be his final year one last time is a pretty cool one. He gets the Bears, he gets the Lions, he gets the Vikings, and then he gets the Packers. There's a lot at stake here, actually, which is interesting, just because I do think, you know, there's bragging rights, but I also think the Steelers and Packers in their past games, they've put on some absolute classics, Andy. I mean, we can think about them back. Even the last time the Packers came to Pittsburgh, I mean, that was an insane game. The Steelers squeaked out and it had some
Brett Hundley
absurd picks. Yeah, right. It's just insane. I also remember, you know, Ben hitting Mike Wallace, obviously the Super Bowl game. I mean, there's just so many recent games. So I just think there's storytelling and storytelling, so many good players on both sides. You know, I just think about Cam Hayward even versus, like, Elgton Jenkins and T.J. Watt against Zach Tom, and like you can think of all these really fun matchups in the game too. So on top of the Rodgers stuff, it's just going to be a really good football game. And so I think it's probably one of the most highly regarded games, probably not just of the Steelers season, but of the NFL season. I really think that.
No, I think so too. Hey, don't forget about Yancey Thigpen dropping that pass in the back of the end zone, by the way, too. I'm sure you'd like to forget about that, but that was another big, crazy Steelers-Packers game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back in the day also. Nick, I cannot thank you enough. This is an awesome conversation. Tell everyone where we can find all of your incredible work and anything you want to plug on the way out here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Andy. You can find me on X, Twitter, at FairballFB, as Andy said. Make sure to read the Steelers stuff at PennLive.com/Steelers. I'll also be talking about Aaron Rodgers tomorrow and this week. And then make sure to subscribe to the Steelers Breakdown podcast on YouTube. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate you a ton, Nick. We'll do this again soon. Good luck to your Steelers. And go beat the NFC North up, just not maybe the Green Bay Packers. That'd be great. That, again, is Nick Faribault. Find him on social media at FaribaultFB. Appreciate him coming on. We've got a lot more to discuss right here on the Packaday Radio Show. We'll be right back right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.